Hello, welcome to the Zelvera Guide Podcast, where each time we take you deeper into the world of Zelvera and all of its mystery and magical wonder. This week's story will be The Witch of Terror. Just walking into the room, she can feel the tension in the air. It would be a lie if she said the feeling made her uncomfortable. Everyone knew that if she was here, that meant things were not in their favor. Claudia had made her a name for herself in the coven for cleaning up messes. Striding through the crowd, she was able to make out tiny whispers from the other mages. "Who is she?" one mage asked. "Is that Claudia? What do you think is going to happen?" asked another. As she made it to the front, all the whispers ceased. Looking over the crowd, she saw just what had been expected. This sight had become all too familiar for her. Mages of all ages scared for their lives. Most of them approaching middle age or older. These mages have been at this facility for most of their careers. They knew how to work the coven system, to be able to slide by and not have to work their hardest, while others she noticed seemed to be fresh out of the academies and had the most unfortunate luck of being assigned here. "You all may be seated," she said in a loud, rough voice. They look even more terrified now than when I walked in, don't they? Looking around, the terror could be seen in the eyes of the audience. Filling out with a bit of her magic, she was able to feel their panic and fear more intensely. She didn't know why, but the feelings of sadness and terror always fed her, as if the fear of others made her grow stronger. "Do any of you know why I was called here today?" Around the room, she could hear a light shuffling and some whispers as the mages were trying to come up with an answer that they thought would please her. Starting to feel impatient, she looked the room over and saw that no one was able to come up with something to say. Feeling annoyed, she walked up to an older mage that was sitting in the front row and placed her hand at the top of his head. Looking deep into his eyes, she started to silently chant a spell. As she chanted, everyone grew quiet and looked their way. Looking into the old man's face, you could see the fear in her eyes. The veins around his neck were starting to become more pronounced, first turning a bright green. Then they started to darken, becoming a deep blue before finally turning black. The whites of his eyes turned blood red. He looked as if he was trying to scream, but there was no sound to be heard. Once she finished casting her spell, the old man went limp and fell to the ground. Stunned, silent, they slowly turned their attention from the old man to her. Most importantly, what he had appeared in her hand. "Does anyone know what is here in my hand? Is that his magic?" asked a young mage in a cracked voice. "That is correct, young man," replying with a sinister smile. "This is what happens when I have to be involved, when mages like yourselves are unable to do their jobs and bring results to the Velrus clan, coven." "You can't just do that," yelled a large, burly man in the back. "You can't just take someone's life and magic away like that. Who do you think you are?" "Oh dear, you misinformed little man. I am this coven's nightmare, a dream. And dream. I make sure we are running properly and see to it that those who don't do their job are punished and help motivate everyone else to keep doing their jobs." Taking a small breath, she looked around the room, looking into every person's eyes. In each pair of eyes, she was able to see it, the same look of terror she had seen hundreds of times. Her point had been made. When she had enough joy from the situation, she turned back to the man who challenged her, gave him just a smile, and said one last thing. "If I have to come back, you'll be first to go." Turning to the door, she started to walk out of the room. She was able to feel everyone's eyes watching as she walked through the crowd. Not one person dared to make as much of as a sound as she walked by. Closing the door behind her, she could hear the crying and shuffling of movement as everyone in the other side. Walking through the halls, a smile grew on her face. She knew she'd be back soon. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Zelvera Guide Podcast. If you want to learn more of the magic that is Zelvera, please join us at zelveraguide.com. Until next time, thank you again.